This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Nigeria's anti-police protesters have remained on the streets in Lagos, breaking the government curfew following a night of chaotic violence in which demonstrators were fired upon. AP's Charles D. Ledesma reports.
Police open fire as protesters continue to demonstrate against police brutality in Nigeria. Amnesty International said late Tuesday there was credible but disturbing evidence that security forces had fatally shot protesters who were demonstrating against police despite a new curfew being imposed. One protester has told the Associated Press that his brother was shot and killed in the previous day's demonstrations and that he himself had taken a bullet in the leg. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Nine people, including one police officer, have died in the West African state of Guinea. The security ministry said on Wednesday. This follows days of unrest after a tense weekend presidential election. In a statement, the ministry pointed to shootings and stabbings in the capital, Conakry, and elsewhere in the country since Sunday's presidential vote. Pope Francis became the first pontiff to endorse same-sex civil unions in comments for a documentary that premiered Wednesday, sparking cheers from gay Catholics and demands for clarification from conservatives. The papal thumbs up came midway through the feature-length documentary Francesco, which premiered at the Rome Film Festival. French prosecutors say two teenagers accused of pointing out French teacher Samuel Paty to his killer, who beheaded him, have been charged with complicity in terrorist murder, as the nation pays homage to the slain educator. The pair are among seven people authorities have charged over the killings. From Washington, this is VOA News.